Oh, look who I found, everybody. Jessica Mowboy.
Hello.
Hey, Beb, I'm just wondering if you want to be a bit busier. Do you want to put a few more things on your plate or are you all good?
Look, there is nothing quite like being busy and, you know, doing the projects that you want to be a part of and actually give your whole heart to. That's been a real blessing and one that I was a little bit nervous, you know, heading into. I mean, doing Secret Daughter, first season was, you know, I was hell. I was like, scared.
You were so good though.
Yeah.
Did you surprise yourself when you watched the first one back? You're like, oh girl, I'm fine, I got this.
To be honest, definitely surprised. And you know, I think that's, you know, having such a great team, having really great people. I mean, I was working with an incredible woman, Leah Purcell, who was there, you know, through the mentoring process of becoming the character and really developing the character. Just really fun and warm, welcoming people that really believed in that I could do it. And that allowed me to be brave and you know, stand up there every day for the, you know, 3-4 months and perform this character. Yeah, make it come to life.
Well, you did make her come to life, Billy Carter. We love her because she came back for a second season, didn't she?
I couldn't help it. I mean, the story was going, you know, people were asking, even, you know,
you got another dad out there somewhere, is that what it is? No.
I think, you know, having left off from her saying that she's leaving really kind of allowed us to brainstorm on, you know, what next. And it was no kind of brainer that we had to really find out who Billy is. Like, who is her father? We know her biological father is not her father. We know her father is the hotelier, this rich guy who owns a hotel, and this is all his family. In reality, the pressure of when you do meet that, what does that feel like? What do you do? Do you get up and leave like Billy does and just kind of have time to think? And you don't know where you're going, but you're just trying to get away for that moment. And in this case, yes, which, you know, really kind of riding that, having this moment of confusion and has to really start again.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because, actually it's not funny, but in real stories came out when Secret Daughter, the first season came out, had a lot of letters come in saying, you know, I'm an actual secret daughter, you know, I never met my father, I've always wanted to meet him, but he doesn't want to know about me. So there's all these stories that really have a lot of connection with people and community and real life people that go through these events, you know, on a daily basis and have the struggle of identity and not knowing who they are. And that's Billy. I think she's really kind of creating this real life person that has those struggles.
That's fantastic though, isn't it, that you're able to help those people?
Yes.
Does Billy get confused though? Does she go home sometimes and she wants to create drama at home?
She...
She's like, tonight I'm going to be Billy.
It was hard at first. I mean, the first season of the show, luckily he wasn't living with me at the time. So all of last year, we had discussed that he was going to move down, but I had said maybe after filming the show. And I remember coming home and crying constantly just because it was almost like reading the character, like kind of letting out and releasing this energy of this other person that I'm pretending to be and act, so that I could go to sleep and that I could actually rest my head and not think about her problems.
You had your own to do it.
Yeah, exactly.